put it just right on the ground. And they'd roll the shop over and carry it up to the baler. Then a man with a pitchfork would pick it up and feed it into the baler. And one mule or horse would go round and round, and that was the power of the baler. And I did this right. There is no such thing. There is no anymore. I haven't seen any hay shop like this in years and years. Once in a great while, some guy will shop just a small little thing. Why does it take, I mean, you have to do everything too much in volume anymore. There is no such thing as just a real small farmer anymore.
I guess that's what this is for, because people aren't there, they don't know anything about it, and I guess it's going to all go out. Nobody knows. Now, where do you keep the cow? I mean, in relation to the shelter.
This is something else. It's antiquated. You don't shelter, in this part of the country, you don't shelter cows anymore. Barn is what you're referring to, but my mother-in-law just thinks I'm horrible because I don't have my cattle where they can get to any kind of shed. I mean,
well, you got so many out.
Well, this is something else that has been learned down through the years, that they will actually do that, and you have less problems with sickness and so forth if you don't let them in the barn. Keep them out. But this is like the hay shop we was talking about. Back years ago, when people just had one or two cows, they put that cow in the barn every night. But this is a times change.
And
this is children in
too,
about the barn.
If you ever have a special place where you
milk
the
cow,
it's
no, I don't know what, I don't know.
Well,
I'm not familiar with that one.
Milk gap or
cow thing? The only places that we used to milk way back years ago was actually in the barn, in a stable or in the hall of the barn. I'm sure that some of them were referred to as cow pen, but we didn't.
You got
cows
here?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
maybe
you're not shelter them,
maybe.
It's like cows, you know.
Well, I don't have to get up big enough to wean and turn out. No, I don't shelter them either. Other than I put them in a woods lot, which is sheltered to some extent. I mean, they're down between the two hills and in a wood lot, which is there's no man-made shelter as such, but they are protected somewhat by the trees and so forth. I mean, it's a lot different than putting them out on an open place where the wind can get to them. No, I don't. Once I take them out, I've got a farrowing house that where they're born, but once they leave that, there's no shelter.
I guess the small pens, big pens, and
hot pens, mine is in just a hot wire fence. There again, now, if you have adequate shelter for those hogs, it would really, in a way, it would pay. But you've got to go pretty elaborate in order to take care of a big bunch, because you'd be a lot better off to have all of them stay outside, say every night, sleep outside, than what you'd be if that hog can sleep inside a shelter for, say, 5 nights in a row, in bad weather. And on the other one, then, well, he gets rooted out. He's been staying there where it was warm for 5 nights. He gets rooted out. And then you've got a hog that's going to have cold or pneumonia or something of this nature. But if he stayed out there every night, he grows up his immunity to it, and will make it just fine. I have very little trouble with him. None, actually, so far as the weather is concerned. The only thing is, it will take, during real severe weather, to take a little more feed. You'd get better feed converting if you had a good housing.